Okay, here's one more question for today's broadcast. Is it wrong to ask God to provide money for me to pay my bills? The Lord wants us to give Him all our cares and burdens. We read in 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, and He will exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." Whatever our needs, the Lord wants us to humbly depend upon Him to take care of us. Now, with that said, there are a couple things we need to consider. One is that we reap what we sow, as we read in Galatians 6, 7, and 8. "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Now, if we find that all our desires revolve around having more and more earthly goods, we may find that we're willing to go into unreasonable debt to get these things. Before you know it, we are in debt over our heads and cannot pay our bills. This in itself dishonors the Lord. As believers on the Lord Jesus Christ, we should learn to be content with what we have, even with just food, clothing, and shelter. 1 Timothy 6:8 tells us, "And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content." We also read in Hebrews 13:5, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Another thing to consider is that we need to be willing to work to support ourselves and pay our bills. The curse that was given to Adam because of his sin of disobedience to the Lord was that we now have to work to support ourselves. Genesis 3:17 through 19 says, "And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return into the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return." Now then, in the New Testament, we read in 2 Thessalonians 3:10, "For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat." Then we read in 1 Timothy 5:8, "But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel." I've heard some so-called preachers encourage people to pray to be delivered from the demon of debt, as if they were innocent of their deeds and were possessed by some demon that drove them into debt. This is ridiculous, and it's sad that so many people fall for that lie. We are in debt because we went into debt. It's not reasonable to ask the Lord to make our debts disappear, but yet let us enjoy the things we bought by going into debt. If you have a car that you just cannot pay for, perhaps you should take it back to the dealer or sell it and buy a less expensive car that you can pay cash for. If your debt is a result of losing your job and you cannot find another job, then perhaps you should ask the Lord to help you. First of all, you should pray that the Lord would provide you with a job so that you can pay your bills. Then you should consider not going into debt where you don't have to, so this situation doesn't happen again. The Apostle Paul made a pretty amazing statement in Philippians 4:11, where he says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatever state I am, therewith to be content." "I have learned" are three very important words in the middle of that verse. You may have debts now that are hard to pay. Maybe you have bought expensive things and now are unable to afford them. Learn from these experiences. Learn to limit your spending. Learn to be content with less expensive items. Learning these lessons will have a great impact on both your physical and spiritual lives. Romans 13:8 says, "Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law." May we all learn from this verse.